of snow, isn't it? It's not even 30 degrees, so it certainly isn't 30-something past the hour. 7 after. Actually, if you look at it, it looks like 7 and 30. It's 7:30. Let's leave it at that, shall we?
7 minutes and 30 seconds.
Easy for you to say. It's Rhett's Rich McFadden, who's going to jail tomorrow, but he's here with us today. Jennifer Horn.
Three squares and a nice place to sleep for.
They had a Bubba for me, Rich.
Hey, man.
You wouldn't be my girlfriend.
You purdy.
I've had two sick kids. Uh-huh. I've had two sick kids for about 2 weeks. I could use Bubba, whatever. I'm going to sleep for about 10 hours.
There we go. All right, so Richie is here. Jennifer is here. Roberta, our Queen of Cheap, is here. What do we have coming up in a few minutes for Queen of Cheap deals today, Roberta?
Oh, we got free movies. And we got free magazine subscriptions and a great deal at Toys R Us. And if you like The Hobbit, boy, you're going to want to hear about this deal.
All right, so that's the Queen of Cheap report coming up in just a few minutes on Good Day. Jennifer, television later in the hour, and I promise today we'll get to it. We didn't yesterday. But
it's okay. We had a good
nice tease.
Yeah, getting to it yesterday. Right. We've got lots of casting news to tell you about. We also have some celebrities reacting to the Boston bombings. A little Seth MacFarlane news, which we'll talk about. And this little scandal surrounding that show Buck Wild on MTV. We'll also get to that.
All right. So what we know as we begin this hour of the Good Day program and looking at the victims, I am sort of taken back by one of the victims in the marathon, a lady named Crystal Campbell, 29 years old, from Medford, Massachusetts. Her father told some news people yesterday about his daughter, quote, "the most lovable girl. She helped everybody, and I'm shocked right now. We're devastated." Well, that's what you'd expect that the family would say. But I'm looking at a story about her and her looks and the kind of wholesome, all-American girl she appeared to be. The father, I mean, the father's always going to say that about his daughter. But apparently, she was a wonderful, giving, open person. And so you wonder, her boyfriend, she was there because he was running in the race, and she was there to cheer him on. And you wonder, as people describe her and you look at her and you read the profile of her life, if there is a God. People, the father questioned. I mean, that's what happens when something like this is in front of us and we see the tragedy, you see the
watching,
horror.
Yeah.
You see, where does this come from?
But watching the mother speak yesterday, who's not touched by that. I mean, the poor thing, it was like she had no air left. I mean, it was like she was trying to pay tribute to her kid, but there was just no air left for her to breathe. And it was really raw and very touching. And, whoever did it, I hope they see it. I hope, that's the kind of thing you have to live with. And I think that if you do question God with something like this, you also have to look at the whole picture about how many people did come out and help, and how much love poured out to people after a tragedy like this. I think that's important.
Roberta, I'm going to read, because you didn't see this all, and we haven't posted this because there's a, and you can post it to Kenny if you get the salty language out of it, or Richie, whoever's got it. But I'm going to read this again, because I think, before we go through some of the other things that we know factually about the race, we'll spend some time on it this hour. I'm not going to get into it, spend the whole hour like we did yesterday. It was appropriate yesterday. I think we need to move on and do other things. But this may be as a reflection of what the real American thinks about this. I think it's appropriate. So if you've not heard me read this, I will read it one more time. An email from Travis Blaine, who writes, "I've been seeing a lot of posts today talking about how crazy the world is, how there's nothing but violence and horrible people. However, I beg to differ. There's no reason to let the actions of a few dictate your outlook on humanity. There's no reason to let the actions of a few dictate your outlook on the world as we know it. Look at Boston. There was a tragic event caused by a minute few which impacted many. Look at the thousands of people offering to help today, offering their prayers, offering their support. Look at the thousands more that will come to help tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. For every act of violence, there are thousands of acts of love and kindness. I say it is human nature to love, to care, to help one another. Look at yourself. Doesn't it make you feel better the moment that you impact another person's life in a positive way? Isn't it far easier, and doesn't it feel a heck of a lot better to help another who's in need? Hard to say no. Hard to turn your back, because it's not our nature to do so. The true tragedy is allowing yourself to lose faith, to give up, to let another control your actions, your reactions, and your emotions. I choose to embrace the true human heart of love, compassion, and joy. Anybody else want to come? It feels fine in here.
Wow.
So, I think that's about as powerful as...
Charlotte's moved by it.
Charlotte is moved by it, as a matter of fact. And Charlotte needs to move outside because it's time for one of her movements.
Save it. You know, we have something to save it. Because Westboro Baptist Church, you got to tell everybody about that.
What we are doing is suggesting...
Gosh, what are they doing?
Let's go green.
We have posted on our Facebook... And at DougStefan.com, the address of the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. And our suggestion is for all of you to gather whatever dog poop, cat poop, I've got plenty of cow manure, horse manure, chickens, whatever you got, and put it in a bag and send it to them. Send them thousands, tens of thousands of bags of what they deserve to get. Westboro Baptist Church, 66614, what is it, Kenny? Something, something, something.
What other zip code is 666?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's 3791 Southwest 12th Street, Topeka, Kansas, 66604.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Actually, you know what we have? We can get a lot of traction out of this. Let's issue a press release, and then other people will pick it up, and we'll get a lot more, other than just the people listening to this program. Let's just send, I mean, somebody will pick this up.
But what do they say?
What is who say?
The Westboro Baptist Church.
They're going to picket the funerals.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't give you the rest of the story. For those who didn't know, I'm sorry, Roberta, thank you for asking the question. They've indicated they are planning to come and picket the funerals of the three victims.
Why?
Because they're A-blums. The activist group online, this is sort of a new, like, where did this anonymous group come from? Like, all of a sudden, they're everywhere. And so they've said, you do that, we'll take care of you.
More of the stories that are coming out about this group, they're kind of the good guys.
Yeah, right.
You can't protest and blame an eight-year-old boy for, I mean, it's just ridiculous. These people are nuts.
Yeah. Well, we know that, so let's give them a little of their own medicine.
Let's send them a little poo.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They want the government to reinstate the death penalty for homosexuality.
Yeah, right.
And that's going to work well.
But you know what? They're a voice, and they ought to be heard, and so then what is it to every action is a reaction. Our reaction is to send them a bag of crap. It's 14 past the hour. Roberta has the Queen of Cheap report in a matter of moments. Right now I want to talk about your teeth and power swabs. As we are into springtime, perhaps you've thought about getting ready for the beach, for family get-togethers, the graduation parties that are coming up, weddings, vacations. And looking your best and feeling your best will be part of you enjoying all of this activity, right? Right, gang? Right?
Yes.
No,
correct.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Yes.
Let's do it again. Do it again one more time.
Let's see. Okay. So feeling good and having a happy smile is really all about summertime and feeling like you're in the sea. I lost the
answer.
Right. Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. What he said. Having yellow teeth can be embarrassing, especially in pictures when you meet somebody new. So we're going to suggest to you that you do what lots of other people have done, listening to this program, taking the advice of using power swabs, because it works in 5 minutes. You can get a new white smile in a week. You use this stuff, you'll have six shades whiter of that wonderful, if you have false teeth, I guess they're porcelain, right? What are false teeth made out of these days?
I think porcelain is one of the ingredients.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Okay. Wood?
False teeth aren't made out of porcelain. The veneers. Or the, if you have a chipped tooth,
right?
The porcelain.
That's just some kind of plastic stuff, right?
Yeah, the new plastic is very strong.
The new plastic.
Yeah, it's a new plastic. Anyway, if you would like to try power swabs, it seems pretty easy to get this done. Call 800-865-7602. You'll be on your way to a whiter, brighter smile. Clinical studies show, on average, your teeth will show two shades whiter in 5 minutes, six shades whiter in a week. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, power swabs uses a naturally derived tooth detergent from coconut oil, which works on all your teeth. It doesn't make any difference what they are. Regular natural teeth teeth and veneers and caps and crowns. So call 800-865-7602 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get it at half price. Save 50% off the retail price and get it risk-free. It doesn't work. Get your money back. It's power swabs. Whiten up those teeth for springtime. 800-865-7602.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover, and I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, it's a known fact. As you get older, your testosterone levels can drop. For thousands of men, a supplement called Ageless Male has been the answer to boosting free testosterone levels, energy, and libido so they feel more like the guys they used to be. Listen to these real stories.
After taking Ageless Male, I actually feel younger and feel much stronger and more able to actually take on things in my daily life.
I think Ageless Male is a fantastic product. I noticed within weeks I was lifting more weight, I could put more weight on the machines.
Ageless Male has made my life a little better and my love life even more.
Like, I know inside in my mind I feel like I'm 18.
You can try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and experience great workouts, energy, and more libido. For details, call 1-800-491-5856. That's 1-800-491-5856. Call 1-800-491-5856.
She's the queen.
Yes, she is.
Diva.
We're glad she's here.
Wow.
Like flying American Airlines. We're glad you're here, Britt. Oh, yesterday we couldn't fly American. Excuse me.
There was something special in the air.
Nothing yesterday in the air. All right, so what do we have from the Queen of Cheap special deals today?
Well, if you want a free Fandango movie ticket, that's really easy to do.
I've always wanted a free Fandango.
Yeah, I know you always did.
Free Fandango.
You go and buy a $50 gift card, which you know, people, you can use on yourselves, and then they give you a free ticket. So that's a pretty good deal all around.
Mm-hmm.
Free Taste of Home magazine subscription. I don't know why you would want to taste your home, but you can get it anyway. Toys R Us is a good deal. 15% off one regular priced single toy item. Any toy item. Doesn't matter. 50% off. Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Walgreens, 15% off on Friday and just about anything in the store or online. The special coupon there, and we have it for you at DougSteffen.com. The Hobbit, if you love that movie and you want a copy for yourself, it's only $10 on Amazon, and I'm really kind of perturbed about this because I bought it last week for $16. I already opened it, so I can't return it, and now it's
nice
only $10.
Job. Nice job.
So I'm a little upset about that. And Tina Fey, if you like her and you like her book, you wanted to read her book called Bossy Pants, well, Amazon has it now just for 99 cents. And that's like a real version, not just an electronic version. Wrap it up. Here we go. All at the Queen of Cheap at DougSteffen.com.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. see the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Visit the voice.
I like this.
Huh. It's a hard song.
It is. A cow walking in front of my window here. What's going on with that?
Roxanne?
This is Team Usher's Jeff Lewis and Josiah Holling singing Roxanne.
I like that voice.
You like what? That's not bad, really. Great. So these are
the way they did it. They kind of did a little bit of a slower reggae version.
Yeah,
it's very cool.
Anyway, after the conversation, Usher picked Josiah. So Jeff Lewis is Gonzo. Did anybody try to pick him up? Anybody watch this last night?
No.
All right. Anyway, let's move on. Team Blake's Caroline Glazer and Danielle Bradbury sing Put Your Records On to see who wins, who stays.
Tell me your favorite song. I'm on a cruise ship.
Yeah, I was like karaoke.
So, do these people stay friends, or because they're competing with one another, do they normally get angry?
I think they're friendly. Yeah. Because the thing is, you want it to be the best performance it can be, so someone steals you when they can only pick
one. Right. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so Blake here didn't like putting them together, said they were both good. Danielle won, but then Caroline was stolen by Adam, so she stayed as an example of what you just said. Okay. All right. What do we have next for you? Michael Austin and Warren Stone of Team Adam, My Kind of Party.
I love this song.
Yeah. Wow, who's the original?
Jason Aldean.
All right, so Adam praises both of them, selects Warren as the winner, and Adam then effectively sends Michael Austin home because nobody else wanted him. So, a review of some of the things from the View last View, good Doug, the Voice yesterday on the View. Actually, the ladies, as you might expect, talked about what happened in Boston. I did not realize, Richie, that Elizabeth Hasselbeck's husband Tim, a former football player, is an ESPN person.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yep.
I listened to an interview that he did, and he seemed like kind of a soft-spoken, quiet guy. I don't
nice
really know much about him. Is he
nice
guy?
Yeah, and his brother are both nice guys.
Where'd they go? The two of them went to school in Boston someplace because they kept talking about being in Boston when they were younger.
One of them was Boston. I can't remember which
Boston
one.
Boston College, probably?
Yeah, Boston College.
Yeah, Boston College. I would get that from listening to the two of them. The anniversaries of note for this date, 1956. Two of the greats began their Major League Baseball careers on April the 17th. 1956, Louis Aparicio. Anybody remember him? Played for the White Sox. When I was a kid, I paid much more attention to baseball than I do now. Don Drysdale also began working with the Dodgers. They were the Brooklyn Dodgers then. Is he still around, Drysdale?
Drysdale's dead.
He is dead.
Yeah, he had an alcohol issue.
Oh, right, okay. He worked for the Dodgers, though. I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For a while.
He was a commentator for a while.
Right. Also, Richie, on this day, 1964, listen to these numbers versus what they are today. CBS, the first season of the National Football League to be on television, paid $1,800,000 for the rights.
Hmm.
That's about what it costs for a minute now, the rights for the NFL, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, when you think, right, I'm serious.
Yeah, it won't get you far.
They pay like $1 billion, don't they, or millions and millions and millions of dollars for the rights, for the television rights for these games. And you'll also be happy to know on this date in 1985, boys and girls, the United States Postal Service unveiled its new 22-cent love stamp.
I remember that.
Love boat. The love boat, the love stamp. 22 cents. And you know how much better they're run now that we get twice as much money for the stamps. Much better operation.
Mm-hmm.
28 after on Good Day.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone!
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
And more important,
search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Says hi to everybody.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, Susie.
I actually enjoy her.
Jen and Rich and Roberta and Kenny and the things that we know today with regard to some of the things you may not have heard about. Let me get a quick overview. Richie and Jennifer, why don't you bring us up to date on the picture that's being presented, first of all, on these pressure cooker bombs.
Yeah, well, the pressure cooker bomb seemed to be this, what we've discovered this attack to be. They've found some evidence that it was created in either a pressure cooker or even a standard crock pot. The recipe for these bombs seem to be found all over the internet. And it's a very simple bomb, which makes it hard to trace to any particular group, according to officials. In 2004, Homeland Security had issued an advisory about these types of bombs. This one in particular was made even more dangerous by putting in ball bearings and nails to impose the most damage possible. Pressure cooker bombs are just made with available materials, and they can be as complex as the builder decides them to be. Though it could indicate domestic terrorism, these types of bombs have also been used in instances related to international terrorism attempts also over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. All right, so no terror. Yeah, see, this is what I object to when I look at these headlines that are not headlines. Mm-hmm. No terror group connection.
So, well, no connection to anything so far. I mean,
right,
officials
right.
are asking, they're stopping people on the streets, asking to look through their phones for pictures and any kind of evidence. I mean, I think they're really kind of at a dead end. They don't know who's behind it.
Again, the very interesting interview I heard from a terrorism expert is that Al-Qaeda would not be interested in a soft target like this because it doesn't do enough.
It doesn't have the statement. Yeah.
And it doesn't have the connection to something big in America like our military or the banking system.
It's a local thing
that they want.
I think this is a local or a Tea Party type or somebody who doesn't like the government.
The expert I heard interviewed said,
you
know, it would lead you to think homegrown or lone wolf, but follow the clues and don't throw out anything. It could be anything. But soft targets in general are not an interest by Al-Qaeda.
Interesting that a lot of gay rights groups marked tax day. I mentioned this because there are some here in Boston who think this is a tax, this is a protest for the way the tax system is carried out. And one of the side stories because of the gay rights connection, the challenges that same-sex married couples face when they file their taxes. Mm-hmm. There was a conference sponsored by the Respect for Marriage Coalition in which activists and financial advisors stressed that the feds do not recognize same-sex couples as married, no matter where they live. Even if you're in a state where you can legally be married and be gay, right. It doesn't make any difference because the feds say, screw you, you still have to file separately, and there aren't benefits.
That's the dilemma here, is that the state may pass it, but then there's all of these federal laws. And how do the states and the Fed laws, so when you file taxes in a state as a couple, and then you cannot file...
This is from the bunch that they tell you that they want more home rule, and then as they do that, they keep tightening down the screws on all the federal regulations on stuff like this, and education, and transportation. They keep... That is the way they are controlling and situated. This is what gives some credibility to the conspiratorialists who say the bomb is a planted, subversive, government-connected thing because they want more control, more cameras. I mean, listen to this gas bag from New York, Roberta, Peter King, all over the place. He reminds me of a talk show host in Cleveland named Mike Trevisano, Dems, Dats, D's, and Does, whatever the group is that he represents. He doesn't represent my thinking, but he's all about more government, more control, more cameras.
Basically, politicians are coming out saying now that because of the sequestration that this is the reason this happened, because there wasn't enough security.
Yeah, get lost.
Those all people should be ashamed of themselves. Political posturing in times like this is just...
It's shameful.
The earthquake in Iran that a lot of people didn't talk about yesterday because there were too many other things to talk about.
It was a big one, though.
7.8, that's a biggie.
That's huge.
In Iran and Pakistan, 31 people were killed. Interesting that I heard somebody yesterday, I was in India, the Pakistanis, they don't like Americans. You know how silly that is as well, to say something like that? The people there, especially Iranians, I don't know, I have no sense really about Pakistan or Pakistanis, but I know some Iranians, and I know that they not only they dislike the government like we dislike our government, but they despise the people like Khomeini and Ahmadinejad. And the way they get elected there is intimidation, the same as other despots who supposedly win in free elections.
Venezuela.
Yeah, exactly. And in Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Saddam Hussein. Yeah, vote for me or I'll shoot you. So that's the kind of stuff they're dealing with. So people who over here say things about the Iranian people, you don't really know what it's like. I know some Iranians, and they would be happy if they could figure out a way to get out of there. And move to Europe or that is not.
I know some Iranians here who go back home.
Yeah, they go back and forth.
And back and forth. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, but they're not pleased with how it works over there.
No, not at all. Now, there's another item here that is of interest. I wonder what all of you think about the conclusion yesterday that the Food and Drug Administration made. This is not their conclusion. There was a congressional. Say it again, Doug. There it is. A congressional committee that reported out on the facts regarding last year's meningitis outbreak. Remember, 53 people were killed and hundreds of people went to the hospital because of what happened here in Framingham. Remember the compounding pharmacy that was selling stuff and the meningitis killed these 53 people. The House Commerce Committee says the tragedy was completely at the doorstep of the Food and Drug Administration, which has failed to monitor these drugs and the companies that are making them. And it states specifically this Massachusetts company, the one in Framingham. But the report says the FDA should have taken tougher action against the New England Compounding Center and ought to be looking at what they've done, what the FDA has done, because they're lazy SOBs and they always want to pass the buck to somebody else. So they said, oh, you guys in the state, you're responsible. And the state, but there's no paper trail that says the FDA said to the state, you monitor it, and there was no real understanding in the state that they were supposed to monitor it. So the only people looking at it was the local health board here in Framingham, and they don't have the resources to take this on. They don't know that much about this stuff. They can do their research. Meantime, all this stuff is going out all over the place. This is just another example. These people that you continually hear, like Steny Hoyer talking about, we need more money, it's a sequestration. These people don't do the job with the money that they have, never mind taking it away from them, and they want more, more, more. So you're not being served well. Do I sound impassioned when I say that?
You do sound absolutely 100%.
Impassioned. All right, but I think that it's interesting that the government finds the government didn't do... the government says the government didn't do its job. Wow, what a surprise. Unga bunga. So, I've done my good deed for the moment. I'm sitting here now waiting for the next bit of information from either Rich or Kenny. Or actually, Kenny, I would like to know what's going on with our social media. Notice how I've tempered myself. I've calmed right down. Just
sound like you've been doing some deep breathing.
I want you to breathe. Everybody breathe. Thank you very much. All right, now, Kenny, it's your turn.
We posted on the Facebook page and on DougStephan.com the address to the Westboro Baptist Church. There was a thing going around on Facebook with a cartoon picture of a dog and a cat pooping on the lawn, and the suggestion was to recycle your pet poop by sending it to the Westboro Baptist Church, and we gave out the address. This is a joke, and I don't think everybody gets that.
What do you mean it's a joke? Why is it a joke? I'm going to send them.
Why don't we really do it?
We are going to. I'm going to do it.
Ryan, is somebody upset with us because we're suggesting this?
Oh,
yes.
Bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Ryan says, I think they're crazy just like anyone else, but is this the American way? Have we lost that much dignity as a nation that we resort to this? If you want to send poop to anyone, send it to the media that covers Westboro. Without the media coverage of their crazy antics, right, they would not
be. Okay, so let's send poop to both of them then.
Doug's got enough farm to send it to everybody.
We have at least 40.
Every morning.
Did I suggest that was an appropriate thing for you to say? I think that's very hurtful. My feelings are now hurt.
I'm sorry, boss.
No,
but we're kind of covering them, so do we have to send our own selves poop?
Well, you can send whatever
you
want.
Because that would stink.
Right. Yeah. So we figured we got about 45 tons of manure from the winter piled up here.
But you need that poop.
Well, yeah, I need to spread it on the fields because I'm thinking.
If we send it to the Westboro Baptist Church, maybe they use it as fertilizer in their gardens outside the church. They grow some flowers. They see the flowers. They become happy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are no more angry.
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not these angry, hateful people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we send them a poop along with some seeds.
Okay. Seeds of hope.
For petunias and...
Right.
Lilies.
Isn't there a skunk flower? Like, send them a seed of skunk. Say it again, Doug. Everybody know what skunk cabbage is?
No.
You don't know what skunk cabbage is?
No. You ask the question, then you seem surprised.
You don't know what skunk cabbage is?
No.
Skunk cabbage is something that grows in swamps. It looks like rhubarb. Big, big, wide, leafy plants that when you cut them, they stink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the cicada or whatever that bug is that stinks.
The stink bug.
Stink bug. Cicada stink doesn't stink. They just crunch.
Really? Okay. Well,
John Cicada sometimes sings after a workout.
Yeah. No, he stinks when he sings.
Oh.
It's 16 before the hour. Jennifer has the television report next year on Good Day.
Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy click hardwood from $139. First quality bamboo flooring from just $149. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40. So you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2777. 773. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody.
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, so some of you who are fans of The Office, which is being sent into oblivion, right, the end of the season?
It is. Well, you know, it's run its course. Let's just say it that way. It's nicer. Yeah.
I like John Krasinski. I don't know much about his wife, who's also on the show. What's her name? Isn't she in the show with him?
No, John Krasinski is married to Emily Blunt.
Oh.
John Krasinski is married to Jenna Fischer on the show, I believe, yes.
For some reason, I thought there was one and the same, so that shows you what I know.
I think that's how
anyway,
it goes.
Anyway, they went to Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, this is kind of cool, isn't it? Because that's where the Dunder Mifflin office is, which is the fictional... isn't that great?
There's a publishing company called Houghton Mifflin. I don't even know if they're still in existence.
Maybe that's where they got the name. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, anyway,
but
so
anyway, John Krasinski and Jenna Fischer, celebrating the end of the office, went to Scranton, PA, home of Dunder Mifflin. The two stars, as well as the other members of the cast and crew, will visit the city May 4th for a wrap party for the series, which is fun. It'll air its final episode on May 16th, and the day's festivities, if you're in the area, will include breakfast for fans, a panel discussion, a parade, and a Q&A with the cast. Also, a sneak peek of the final episode.
So who's BJ Novak on that? Which one? Is he the one with the dark hair? Looks like kind of a frumpy guy. Is that who that BJ Novak is?
Let me see. I don't
He's
know.
He's got a book deal.
He was
that?
The temp that ended up going to corporate, and he's kind of a weasel.
Really? Yeah, he looks like. Yeah, I know. That's the guy.
Yeah, he's got a little weasel.
He signed too. a couple of books with Alfred Knopf. It's interesting how some of these people have things on the side that they do or that they know how to do. Anyway, making note of that. What else, Jen?
All right, speaking of people who know how to do things, Gordon Ramsay, we can all agree, very good chef, kind of a controversial TV character.
Never cooked anything for me.
He's in a little bit of trouble, though.
Really?
What is he?
He's being sued over an outstanding appliance. Well, you would think this guy might be able to afford his appliances, but, you know, the old KitchenAid mixer that he bought. But according to TMZ, Ramsay spent $191,000 on high-end appliances for his L.A. restaurant and has not paid the balance. owes 45 grand.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. We got 15 seconds. You got another good one?
Don't you love it when you're a celebrity and instead of reporting you to the credit bureau, they just go to the media?
TMZ.
Check out the guy who got arrested for stealing a car so he could get on the X Factor. That story at DougStephan.com.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com. Spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It is 53 minutes after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Warren Eckstein, host of the Marvelous Pet Show, brought to you by Hugs and Kisses. Boonga! There it is. Hugs and Kisses. Charlotte loves Hugs and Kisses. She likes the nuggets that Warren has created for both cats and dogs, which you can check out online at hugsandkisses.com, thepetshow.com, etc., etc. We have some great pictures. We have some stories as usual. As a matter of fact, Warren has a new program which is being used at LAX, and it utilizes dogs for a particular problem, which we will discuss in just a moment here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning? Or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Get 15% off when you book 7 days in advance, now through May 16th, and stay by May 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
I cannot believe the conversation we just had.
All right, so just to encapsulate a little bit, what always happens off the air is
Roberta has a man snake.
Usable on the air. Warren and Roberta talking about Warren's advice on what Roberta should be feeding her snake. You were feeding the snake frozen rats, and then you thawed one out, and now he doesn't want to have frozen rats anymore?
No, I was feeding him thawed frozen rats, and then I gave him a live one because we were going away, and now he won't eat the frozen ones anymore.
Yeah, it's very, very common. You know, instinctively, they don't eat, you know, in the wild. There's not a whole lot of frozen rats hanging around. Yeah. So, in other words, the only thing I might suggest doing is maybe just try heating the snake up a little bit more before you feed it.
I mean, the rat? Yeah, I do. I put the...
No, not the rat. Not the rat. The snake. In other words, the warmer the snake, the more the metabolism wants to eat.
Remember, it's a cold-blooded...
Really?
So try warming it up just a little bit just before you
feed
it.
What do you do? Throw them in the microwave?
No. You just
put a little sweater on them? Like, what?
We put some heaters. I keep heaters under there in the wintertime. Yeah,
of course,
kind of
this show, just so you know, this show is the highlight of my week. I want you to know that.
I promise. I put the live rat in there, and then my husband became friends with the rat. You know, it's like, this is crazy.
There's a new program at LAX using dogs to do what, Warren?
I'd calm people down. Listen, you fly a lot. You know how stressful it is at the airport. It's absolute insanity.
Yeah, I find LAX to be an easy airport, frankly, but I don't like Boston. So, I mean, there are different airports. You could use it at Orlando, which is the world's worst, and Hartsfield in Atlanta. But, yeah, this is a way to, in what way, though, using dogs to, I mean, I brought Charlotte on the plane with me. She was a stress reliever for a lot of people around me.
Well, that's the whole concept. That you're sitting in an airport. In other words, and one person has a dog. People tend to migrate towards that dog. And it just kind of gets their mind off the, oh, I've been waiting a half hour. I got to schlep my luggage and this, that. So it's a great, great idea. As a matter of fact, just this morning, I just posted an article. A bunch of dogs are headed up to Boston right now to help with some of the stress relief up there as well.
Right, yeah.
But it's great at the airports. Airports are now using them. As a matter of fact, courthouses around the country now, if they're going to be investigating and children have to testify, what they'll do is in the room before the kid comes out, they'll have a dog with the kid to calm the dog down, the kid down as well.
Used a lot of dogs. The bomb-sniffing dogs were in the focus here in Boston as well. And apparently the dog-sniffing group had been around in front of the store a couple of hours before the bomb went off, which sort of helped them narrow down. But they use these everywhere. They use dogs for bombs. They use it for drugs.
Well, that was my specialty in Europe. My specialty in Europe was teaching dogs to sniff out bombs and narcotics. That so I used to the joke. I knew what the explosives were and the drugs were. I was okay. I was covered.
You were fine.
The bottom line is this, though. You know, they can't pick up on every little thing, but quite honestly, the dogs absolutely are amazing when it comes to picking up because they differentiate odors. For example, Doug, if I come into your house and you're cooking spaghetti sauce, I smell the spaghetti sauce. The dogs smell the oregano, the garlic, and everything different. The dogs are pretty much on track in terms of sniffing out bombs. It's not an easy task. Sniffing out drugs, if the dog finds the drugs, they can get wild and scrape at them. If they do that with a bomb, you're dead. So the dog has to be taught to sit perfectly still when it finds something that's an explosive. Great stuff. Great training. We'll talk about more of that in the future.
Meredith found some pictures of dogs. So we have, if you check out our gallery, Warren, usually go to our website every day, Gallery of Animals, that will help you forget your troubles. There's a lot of stress relief there. So if you need a reason to smile, check out the picture in the picture gallery of all these beautiful animals. Even some cats are there. Yes, Jennifer, even some cats and kittens.
Thank you, Dougie.
That are absolutely cute.
No snakes.
Warren Eckstein here on the Pet Show. Check out hugsandkisses.com. Good vitamins and minerals for your cats and dogs. 59 after.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.